Let's do this tonight. I wanted to get done right on time, and it's already 1 minute past. Turn with me to 1 Timothy real quick. 1 Timothy, and we'll share just another thought or two. We've already talked about Ephesians 6, stand strong in the Lord. Talked about the wonderful joy of having our sins confessed, being able to be honest about that, 1 John 1, 9. The one point of humility, although I didn't bring up the verse from James chapter 4, but we are to walk humbly with our God. He doesn't like to see pride, but walk humbly before Him. Here in 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 Timothy chapter 2, what is one of the greatest ministries I can give my country? It's recorded in God's Word. It's right here. Don't fail at it, people. And I know I'm preaching to the choir tonight, if I can put it that way. You folks are here on prayer night, but don't miss this. This is how we pray for our country, all right? Verse 1, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Now, who are the all men? Well, all men are all men, but his heart and mind is in one spot here. So I need to pray for, I need to supplicate for, that means I passionately pray about, I need to intercede, and I need to give thanks for who? Verse 2, for kings. And for all that are in authority. This is speaking of our civil authority in particular. Why? And what's my prayer and needs for? That we may lead a quiet, a tranquil, and peaceable, being able to keep one's seat undisturbed, that we might be able to lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. To live for God and to be able to live an honorable, serious, worthwhile life. That's the idea of honesty there. The choice and privileges that we have in the United States have allowed us to live in all godliness and honesty. Even with the attacks that we've seen in recent years, the reality is I can still with great honor pursue high pursuits, spend time having the privilege of not just wondering where my next meal is from, but actually taking time daily to be in God's Word. That's a privilege, folks. There are places in this world where people get up and don't know where their next meal is coming from. They spend their day striving to just physically survive. We don't have to do that here. I don't see a hungry soul here tonight. Well, maybe your stomach grumbling a little bit, but you had supper or lunch at least. All right, there we go. We're doing well. And we can, because of the civil authorities that we have, the peacefulness that we've had, we have the privilege of pursuing godliness and honorable pursuits. What joy. Let's continue to pray that God will allow us. Now, He's not done. For this is good, verse 3, and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men. What did He just say about all men? Verse 1, we need to pray, supplicate, intercede, give thanks for all men, for kings, for all that are in authority, who will have all men, verse 4, to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. When was the last time you prayed that President Trump would get saved? How about Governor Rauner? How about Senator Severson? He may be saved. Some say he is. I don't know. You see, God wants all men to be saved. All men. When you pray for our government officials, and I trust that you've set up your prayer schedule in such a way that every day you're praying for some of our civil authorities. Pray for our federal government. Pray for our state government. Pray for our local government. I pray for my township board and my fire chief. All right. Pray for our judges. Pray they get saved. I am grateful for a president right now who has surrounded himself with men who fear the truth, who know the truth some. Although most of those men, probably still, and women, by the way, are not saved. And you still need to be saved. Who else will pray for them if we don't? I don't know about you. I trust your heart is with me, but I want President Obama to be in heaven one day. Now, I say that from the prompting of the Spirit of God, not from my flesh. Does that make sense to you? Let's pray that these folks will be saved. That God will in some way send a messenger. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God to them. So in all of our prayers, Though it's focused on allowing us to be a godly and peaceable and live in all honesty, let us never forget God's chief design for all men is to be saved. And so we know these civil officials. They're in front of our face because they're in front of the media, right? Pray for them. They get saved. Notice he finishes the section. Verse 5, for there is one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all men, to be testified in due time, whereunto I am an ordained and a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ, lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. Like Paul, let's be willing to tell them the truth about Jesus Christ, who is their only hope, their mediator between God and them. There's no other mediator. There's no one else who will cross that great divide and allow them to have a relationship with God. Let's pray that they'll come to Christ as their Savior. All right. Let's have a good 4th of July. Enjoy the celebration. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for your word. I pray that you would help us to be faithful in our ministry to our civil authorities, to all that we have. Lord, may we pray for them, may we intercede for them, may we supplicate for them, may we even give thanks for them, so that we could lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, and so that they could be saved. Lord, give us opportunities. I pray that you might allow some of us here, as we interact with our township leaders, our town leaders, our county officials, our policemen, may we never hesitate to give them the truth. They need to know it. They're going to be judged by it one day. Help us to be concerned to reaching the lost. In your name, amen. Have a good 4th. You're dismissed.